The Port of Houston is one of the biggest ports in the world, and it's actually the second largest petrochemical complex on the planet.
Marcus Woodring heads up safety and security at the Port of Houston Authority. But 5 years ago, he was the commanding officer here for the Coast Guard. That's when Ike came ashore.
Hurricane Ike was a very interesting storm to go through. The storm surge was the most significant part of it. The waters rose up to 15 feet up here in the upper part of the ship channel. So as the water rose, it got into the facilities.
That doesn't sound good, and it wasn't. The hurricane caused huge storage tanks to tilt, and it swept away smaller containers. In all, the Coast Guard helped find and retrieve some 40,000 containers of hazardous materials, everything from little paint cans to 10,000-gallon plastic tanks of diesel fuel. Then there was the cyanide.
We had some sodium cyanide tanks floating in the channel. We also had barges with sulfuric acid that had run aground, and they were in close proximity to each other.
That would be a lethal chemical combination. Fortunately, it never happened. In fact, Woodring said considering Ike was the third most costly storm in U.S. history, the impact on refineries and chemical plants didn't seem that bad, which might not surprise environmental researcher Danny Reibel at the University of Texas.
Perhaps the biggest concerns are usually not much of a problem. That is, these chemical plants and refineries, for example, generally are designed to handle major events like this without leading to contamination.
Reibel studied what happened after the most costly hurricane, Katrina. It hit New Orleans, a city that also has its share of chemical plants and contaminated Superfund sites. There were fears the storm might leave the city awash in a toxic gumbo.
And that very word was used, a toxic gumbo, and there certainly were issues.
Issues like at a refinery where a tank ruptured, allowing crude oil to flow into a neighborhood of 1,700 homes. And yet, when scientists did tests in most other areas of New Orleans, they found that contamination was present, but not at levels that would be dangerous to cleanup workers. But when hurricanes hit the Gulf Coast, there's another concern, one more subtle than a big oil spill or a tank of cyanide.
When we talk about impacts, we really talk about very low levels of these contaminants getting into the food chain.
At Texas A&M's campus in Galveston, Patrick Luchoirne investigates how things like Superfund sites impact the ecosystem. There are over a dozen such federally designated sites along the Texas coast, from Corpus Christi to Beaumont, chemically contaminated acreage in various stages of cleanup. They are of special concern when hurricanes hit.
My worst nightmare is the release of these contaminants that tend to right now be sequestered in environments that are not very mobile.
The contaminated sites are kind of like asbestos in buildings. Left undisturbed, they might not be much of a risk. But hurricanes are big disturbances, churning up contaminated soil and sediment.
On the long term, what we fail to realize is that when you have these major disturbances, you reintroduce these long-lived contaminants that actually can stay in the environment and get into the food chain over decades.
Things like dioxin and mercury that have already been found in such high concentrations in some coastal areas in Texas that signs warn people not to eat the fish. It's a toxic legacy that will persist through many hurricane seasons to come. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.